Imagine sitting down at your desk, opening your laptop, and feeling that familiar sense of dread wash over you. The blank screen stares back, cursor blinking mockingly as you struggle to come up with yet another blog post idea. You've tried headline formulas, random topic generators, even scrolling through competitors' sites for inspiration, but nothing seems to work consistently. According to a survey by Orbit Media, this content block is the number one challenge facing 65% of content creators today. It's no wonder Mira Kothan's The 1 Hour Content Plan has become a cult favorite among digital entrepreneurs and has been endorsed by top marketing influencers like Neil Patel and Amy Porterfield. The book promises something that seems almost magical, a full year's worth of strategic content ideas in just 60 minutes. But unlike many marketing quick fixes, this approach addresses the root cause of content struggles rather than just treating symptoms. The fundamental problem isn't that you lack creativity or writing skills, it's that you're creating content in a vacuum without a strategic framework. This explains why so many bloggers experience these three telltale signs of content trouble. First, you never know what to write. Each day brings the same struggle to fill your publishing queue with content produced randomly rather than purposefully. You haven't planned content in advance, so you're constantly scrambling for ideas without considering how they contribute to your larger goals. Second, you chase content trends obsessively. Your topics swing wildly from one subject to another as you pursue whatever might go viral or generate shares. There's no coherent thread connecting your content pieces. They're random experiments hoping something will magically take off. Third, your content lacks a strong connection to your products or services. You're creating content that doesn't effectively promote what you offer or address the core problems your audience is trying to solve. Even when you do publish regularly, there's no strategic path guiding readers toward becoming customers. This approach is like throwing spaghetti at the wall, messy, inefficient, and ultimately disappointing. The solution isn't more content formulas or templates, but a fundamental shift in how you approach content creation. As Demian Farnworth, former chief content writer at Copyblogger, explains, content strategy is a plan for building an audience by publishing, maintaining, and spreading frequent and consistent content that educates, entertains, or inspires to turn strangers into fans and fans into customers. This definition reveals that content isn't just about filling space, it's about building relationships that ultimately drive business growth. When you approach content strategically, you unlock both tangible and intangible benefits that transform your blogging efforts from a frustrating chore into a powerful business asset. On the tangible side, strategic content dramatically improves your SEO. When you consistently publish exceptional content that addresses specific audience needs, other blogs naturally link to your site, sending signals to Google that your content deserves higher rankings. This increased visibility drives more traffic, making it easier to negotiate sponsored post opportunities and brand partnerships. Strategic content also creates direct paths to sales. When readers can clearly connect your content with solutions to their problems, they're much more likely to purchase your products or services. They've been properly primed through your content journey, making the buying decision feel natural rather than forced. Perhaps most importantly for growing blogs, strategic content accelerates list growth. When you create focused content and complementary lead magnets that directly address your audience's specific pain points, your opt-in rates skyrocket compared to generic content approaches. The intangible benefits are equally powerful. Strategic content builds awareness through word of mouth, as readers enthusiastically share your solutions with others. Imagine a conversation in a Facebook group where someone mentions struggling with Pinterest and your subscriber jumps in. You have to check out this blog and their free Pinterest course. It completely transformed my approach. This awareness gradually transforms into respect and adoration as you consistently solve problems for your audience. You become their trusted advisor, the person they turn to first when facing challenges in your area of expertise. This positions you for interviews, podcast appearances, and speaking opportunities without having to pitch yourself constantly. Perhaps most valuable is the mindshare you develop. Even when readers aren't ready to buy immediately, your consistent presence means you'll be the first person they think of when they eventually need services in your field. This positioning as a thought leader or expert happens naturally when you consistently deliver exceptional content within carefully selected categories. Just as Alice in Wonderland couldn't find her way without knowing her destination, you can't create effective content without understanding your blog's fundamental purpose. This is where most bloggers go wrong. They start creating content without first establishing clear parameters, often leading to scattered posts that fail to build a cohesive audience. The first step in setting your content GPS is defining your content playing field by understanding your niche as a solution to a specific problem. While we all blog partly to make money, our blogs must exist primarily for an audience, not in a vacuum. Your blog's value proposition forms the foundation for every piece of content you create, acting as a compass that guides all your content decisions. To develop this purpose, answer two critical questions. What specific group do you want to help? And in what specific area do you want to help them? Notice the emphasis on specificity. Rather than broadly targeting women with healthy meal planning, you might focus on homeschooling moms with paleo meals on a budget. This precision gives your content clear dimensions and focus, allowing you to speak directly to your audience's unique challenges and needs. Consider these examples of well-defined niches. Instead of fitness tips, focus on strength training for women over 50. Rather than personal finance, target debt elimination strategies for millennial couples. Instead of parenting advice, specialize in mindful parenting techniques for special needs children. Your niche should be specific enough to be distinctive, but broad enough to sustain regular content creation. Think of it as finding the sweet spot between too broad, where you'll struggle to stand out, and too narrow, where you'll run out of topics quickly. Once you've identified these elements, you'll understand why your blog exists and can create content with genuine purpose rather than random posts hoping for traffic. This clarity will inform everything from your content calendar to your writing voice, helping you build a consistent brand that resonates with your target audience. Remember, your content GPS isn't just about knowing where you're going, it's about knowing where you shouldn't go. Having clear parameters helps you say no to content ideas that might be interesting but don't serve your core audience or purpose. This focus is what transforms a general interest blog into an authoritative resource that readers return to again and again. Perhaps the most powerful shift in thinking comes when you view your blog as a driver of change, Doc. This model focuses on the transformation you create for readers by comparing their before state, current situation, with their after state, where they'll be after implementing your content. For example, before encountering your content, your readers might be confused and overwhelmed about their blogging goals, jumping between platforms without focus. They feel lost and think, "My blog is never going to take off." After engaging with your content, they have clearly defined purpose, know exactly where to focus their efforts, feel in control, and believe, "I can achieve my goals one step at a time." This transformation framework helps you clarify exactly how you're helping your readers and provides direction for all your content creation efforts. It transforms your thinking from, "What should I write about?" to, "What specific transformation am I creating for my readers with this content?" To implement this framework, organize your content into buckets, up to 7 main categories that support your blog's overall message, with subcategories and topics within each. For example, a budget blog helping 30-40-somethings get out of debt might have buckets like budgeting, intentional living, and saving in a nesting. A homeschooling blog focused on raising stress-free, confident learners might use organization, lesson plans, and parenting as its main categories. Content that tries to attract everyone ultimately attracts no one. To create content with a stronghold on your audience, you need to convince them you understand exactly what they're experiencing. Your ideal reader should become like an imaginary friend. Someone you know so intimately that you can anticipate their reactions, questions, and emotions. By defining your ideal reader precisely, you'll be able to communicate at the right level, avoid wasting effort on people who won't connect with your content, and eliminate the struggle of deciding what content to create. This is why developing a reader persona is essential, not just demographics, but diving into psychographics and motivational factors that drive their behavior. Drew Eric Whitman identifies 8 basic human desires in his book Cashvertising: survival, food enjoyment, freedom from pain and danger, sexual companionship, comfortable living, superiority, care of loved ones, and social approval. We also learn desires like being informed, curiosity, cleanliness, efficiency, convenience, quality, beauty, profit, and bargains. Understanding how these manifest in your audience reveals their fears and frustrations. To research your audience without expensive studies, try searching Facebook groups using phrases like need help or desperate for plus your topic. Look at comments on popular blogs in your niche and use tools like BuzzSumo to find viral content. My own audience of solopreneurs fears never growing an audience, working hard without profit, or being called a fraud, while desiring to inspire a community, be appreciated, and make full-time income from home. These insights help craft headlines and openers that tap into readers' deepest thoughts. Your content serves as the critical linchpin that moves readers through different stages of their journey with your brand. Matching the right content to where your audience is on their journey is essential for helping them move forward. To transform strangers into casual readers, you need to promote yourself on channels beyond your blog. Social media is obvious, but you should also consider guest posts, podcast appearances, and slide shares. These activities drive traffic to your site. When readers click through from a Facebook promotion or an enticing Pinterest headline, your content needs to exceed expectations and fulfill the promise of your headline. Converting casual readers into subscribers requires offering a compelling lead magnet or opt-in freebie that's too valuable to pass up. Many bloggers mistakenly think their job is done once someone joins their email list, but the process doesn't end there. You still need to convert a subscriber into an engaged subscriber through valuable content that empowers and educates. Finally, to transform engaged subscribers into customers, create content that points toward your products and services. Focus on removing objections and creating desire for what you offer. This strategic approach ensures every piece of content serves a specific purpose in moving readers closer to becoming customers. The heart of the 1-hour content plan is the EOG, Expert Offer Goal method for generating content ideas. This systematic approach ensures you'll never run out of meaningful topics that serve your audience and business goals. The expert method focuses on making readers proficient in your core categories. Since mastery can't happen through a single post, you'll create multiple content pieces that work together through well-organized subcategories. For example, with email marketing as a core category, you might identify subcategories like list growth, nurturing subscribers, re-engagement campaigns, lead magnet creation, landing pages, tools for growth, and conversion optimization. The offer method focuses on creating content that promotes your products and services. Understanding that people fall into 5 distinct awareness categories helps you craft the right content for each stage. 1. For people unaware of the problem your product solves, create content that brings attention to the problem, using formats like X things you didn't know about topic or why your thing sucks and what to do about it. 2. For people becoming aware of the problem, maintain interest with content like 9 ridiculously simple shortcuts to task or the lazy person's guide to activity. 3. For people aware of the problem who trust you but aren't ready to buy, use case studies of your students, clients, or yourself to instill desire for your product. 4. For people ready to buy but who have questions, create detailed FAQs and respond promptly to inquiries. 5. For existing customers, develop onboarding sequences that help them maximize their purchase. The goal method ties content directly to your business objectives. Start by determining your quarterly goals. For example, increasing your email list to 500 subscribers and making your first $500. Then, create content specifically designed to achieve these goals, such as additional opt-in incentives, guest posts, or detailed tutorials on affiliate products. With your content strategy established and ideas flowing, the next step is packaging your content to maximize impact. Even the most valuable information will go unread if it's not presented effectively. Your brand voice, the tone you use to communicate with your audience, should remain consistent across all content. Without careful attention, you risk creating a random mix of voices that confuses your audience. Define your voice using the ADDE, attribute markers, do's, don'ts, expressions, formula, which clarifies what your attributes mean, what you don't want your brand voice to sound like, and special expressions that embellish your writing. When it comes to content format, don't feel pressured to use video or podcasts if they're not your strength. The more you create content in the format that plays to your strengths, the more you'll attract your target audience. Choose formats you enjoy creating, that move you toward your goals, give measurable results, and that you can consistently produce. To hook your audience and keep them reading until the end, optimize these 8 components. 1. Headlines. Focus on clarity first, cleverness second. Be specific with numbers and address emotions like FOMO or desire for results. 2. Introductions. Create compelling hooks using questions, statistics, benefits, or cliffhangers. 3. Body content. Use subheads that incorporate curiosity and emotion, and write in second person, you, to engage readers directly. 4. Formatting. Designed for scanners with frequent subheads, short paragraphs, and bullet points. 5. Conclusions. Inspire action by reminding readers of first steps, building confidence, and showing the amazing end results. 6. Visuals. Ensure images align with your brand attributes and optimize them for SEO. 7. Sticky assets. Add click to tweets and related posts to encourage sharing and continued engagement. 8. SEO optimization. Include keywords in titles, meta descriptions, URLs, and throughout your content. The best content plan will fail without effective promotion. Following the 80-20 rule, spend 20% of your time creating content and 80% promoting it. Before promotion, prime your posts for shareability by making them scanner-friendly, adding click-to-tweets, including social share buttons, tailoring images for each platform, and creating genuinely helpful content that makes sharers look good to their audience. The 5 main promotional pathways are social media. Pinterest can be particularly effective as a visual search engine. Create vertical pins with keyword-rich descriptions, use schedulers, and join group boards. For other platforms, share strategically in relevant groups and include calls to action. 2. Outreach. Connect with influencers and collaborate on content to reach new audiences. 3. Email. Don't just notify subscribers about new posts, offer exclusive additional content related to the topic and include easy sharing options. 4. Automated. Set up tools like IFTTT or Revive Old Post to automatically share your content across platforms and resurface older posts. 5. Paid. Even a small budget of $2 to $5 per day can significantly increase visibility on platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Rather than trying to implement all pathways simultaneously, start with 10 to 15 steady promotional activities focused on the channels that give you the most traction. Consistently planning, managing, and distributing content requires efficient workflows that can scale with your content production. Batching similar tasks together, like the one-hour content plan does for content ideation, saves tremendous time and mental energy by leveraging focused attention and reducing context switching. Just as you wouldn't bake muffins one at a time, don't handle each blog post individually from idea to promotion. Instead, group tasks like keyword research, outline creation, writing, editing, and social media scheduling into dedicated time blocks. An editorial calendar serves as the backbone of your content planning, providing a visual representation that helps you see how content spreads across months or quarters, how pieces connect, and where gaps need filling. It keeps you consistent by showing at a glance how your content meets weekly needs and helps you plan ahead for niche-specific promotions, seasonal content, and major industry events. Whether using a simple spreadsheet or dedicated software like CoSchedule or Trello, your calendar should track key details like publication dates, target keywords, content status, and promotion channels. Common workflow mistakes include not tracking analytics, preventing you from seeing which content converts best, scattering ideas across multiple locations instead of maintaining a singular swipe file, and not using your calendar consistently. Other pitfalls include failing to build buffer time for unexpected delays, not establishing clear content standards and guidelines, and neglecting to create templates for recurring content types. Regular content audits help identify these issues and optimize your workflow. Various tools can streamline your workflow at different stages of content creation. For organization and ideation, tools like Workflowy, Kaggle, and Evernote help capture and structure ideas. Headline optimizers like CoSchedule Headline Analyzer and ShareThrough ensure compelling titles. SEO tools like Yoast, Ubersuggest, and SEMrush guide keyword optimization and competitive analysis. Editing assistants like Hemingway App and Grammarly improve writing quality, while focus aids like Stay Focused and Rescue Time boost productivity. Project management tools like Asana or Monday.com help coordinate team efforts. Choose tools that complement your workflow rather than adding unnecessary complexity, and regularly evaluate their effectiveness in your process. To maintain workflow efficiency, establish clear standard operating procedures for each content type, including templates, checklists, and style guides. Set up automated systems for repetitive tasks like social media scheduling and email notifications. Regular team check-ins and workflow reviews help identify bottlenecks and improvement opportunities. Remember that the best workflow is one that your team consistently follows and that produces quality content on schedule. The 1-Hour Content Plan offers a revolutionary approach to content creation that transforms common blogging frustrations into strategic success. By viewing your blog as a driver of change, understanding your ideal reader deeply, and implementing the EOG method for content ideation, you create a sustainable system that generates endless relevant content ideas while moving your business forward purposefully. When creating content, always begin with the fundamental question: what specific goal does this piece fulfill? Every article, post, or piece of content needs a clear purpose and a concrete takeaway that directly addresses your reader's core problem. This strategic approach ensures your content works harder for you in multiple ways: building trust, demonstrating expertise, and creating meaningful relationships with readers that naturally lead to business growth. For example, if your reader struggles with time management, your content should provide actionable strategies while positioning your related products or services as natural next steps. The systematic approach involves three key components. 1. Strategic planning. Map out content themes that align with your business objectives. 2. Reader-centric focus. Create content that directly addresses your audience's pain points. 3. Value-first delivery. Ensure each piece provides immediate, practical value while building toward larger solutions. The blank screen no longer needs to be your nemesis. With a well-structured content plan in place, you'll approach your blog with renewed confidence and clear purpose, knowing exactly what to create and why. Your editorial calendar becomes a roadmap for success, with each piece building upon the last to create a comprehensive resource for your readers. Your content will stand out in your niche not because you followed trending topics or used clever templates, but because you've built a cohesive body of work that genuinely transforms your readers' lives while advancing your business goals. This transformation happens through consistent delivery of solution-focused content, strategic progression from basic to advanced topics, clear alignment between content and business offerings, regular assessment and refinement of your content strategy. By implementing this systematic approach, you'll move from random acts of blogging to purposeful content creation that serves both your audience and your business objectives. This shift in mindset and methodology ensures that every piece of content you create contributes to your larger business strategy while providing genuine value to your readers.